Proudly presents the trumpet stylings of Larry Ferguson. If that music is driving you to drink, make sure your pump and well are working so you always have the water you need to drink. You can trust Advanced Pump and Well Solutions to make sure your pump and well are working right or to get it working if it's not. Call 608-649-4488.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Welcome back. We're into the next bout here between Riverdale and Ithaca Weston. And, Bill, is this the final bout of the duel?
No, nope, there's one more at 126.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it looks like there is a wrestler in the offing for both teams, so I thought maybe Riverdale was going to cash this one in, but they might be wrestling a youngster that we're not aware of. Wait for it, but we can tell you about a couple of youngsters now. Speaking of good freshmen, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale and Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston. They've done well for their respective teams this year. In particular, Brewer, who has won a championship at the Whitewater Invitational, placed third at the Richland Invitational, placed at Bi-State as a freshman. He was ninth at 120 pounds, and he was a runner-up at that Evergreen Invitational at D.C. Everest High School. So a good year for a freshman whose dad, Nick, is a Richland Center High School graduate, now one of the assistant coaches for Riverdale, Lakota Brewer, and his opponent, Blake Bingham, for Ithaca Weston. Brewer is out the 2-0 lead, Phil.
Good bout here. You know, and you talk about the SWAL and how tough it is. Riverdale's really held its own this year in the dual meet season, haven't they?
They wrestled well against Fenimore. A lot of people do, but seems like everybody falls short, including Iowa Grand Highland the other night. But it's been a good year for the Riverdale program, and they've got an excellent junior high program as well. Things continue to look strong in that category, and Jeff Campbell is doing a fantastic job. Boy, what a bridging job by Blake Bingham. Sometimes that bridging is hard to watch.
Yeah, I know it.
And action is stopped for potentially dangerous in the midst of a three-point near fall by Brewer of Riverdale. That increases his lead to 5-0. First period action, 20 seconds.
So incumbent on the official to watch that for safety and everything. I don't envy their job.
Nope. It's one thing to be a basketball official, and they do a good job of protecting the kids too, but those basketball players don't get in nearly the situations or predicaments, shall we say, that the wrestlers do. Closing seconds of period number one. And just like the previous match where Terry Sage led Carrick Thompson 5-0 in the first period, Lakota Brewer leads Blake Bingham by the same score. And in the second period, this time Brewer will be in the down position. Bingham tries to hang on as Lakota Brewer gets to his feet. Bingham fakes him back. Boy, that's a pretty good alliteration there. Blake Bingham breaks him back to the mat. And good work on his feet by Bingham, controlling Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. Up to a tripod stance momentarily is Lakota. Now gets to his feet, tries to break the wrist lock put on by Bingham, and Blake brings him back to the mat. As Phil mentioned earlier, what a nice crowd on hand for this tonight. Four schools, all within, 45 miles of each other. And all here tonight at a central location. I believe it's going to rotate from school to school. I heard your report earlier today.
Right. Yep.
Here at Richland Center, a good crowd on hand. Ed Brewer manages to come out from behind, get the reversal, immediately throws in a cradle, and has Blake Bingham in difficulty again here in the second period. Just under a minute gone by in period number two. Bingham gets back to his base, this time a two-point near fall, so it's a 9-0 lead for Lakota Brewer. Ethan Stoll will finish it out for Ithaca Weston. Not sure who Riverdale's going to put out there. Again, Bingham doing a nice job of bridging as Brewer gets some more near fall points. Encroachment on the far mat as Richland Center wrestlers and Hillsboro wrestlers are getting a little closer look at the action from mat number two. And they see Brewer finish off a three-point near fall. His lead is 12 to nothing with 12 seconds to go in the second period. The towel boy out there keeping an eye on the clock. And that ends the period, 12 to nothing.
Hard to believe we're getting close to the postseason, you know, with the conference duels this week and individual duels the next week. But interesting how that that happens. It seems like every year it goes by quicker. And once you get past Bi-State, Bill, it seems like it's here before you know it.
Oh, yeah. Already planning out our trips for February. And
Richland Center has one big meet this year. Last year was their year where they had three, but Mineral Point has three big events this year.
They've got the conference meet for the Clash, and then they have the big regional that features all of these teams, these Division III schools.
Yep.
It's so unfortunate. This reversal by Brewer makes it 14 to nothing. But you've got some teams that are going to finish third, fourth, maybe even fifth at that regional that could easily perform well at the state team tournament.
You bet.
You've got Riverdale and Iowa Grand Highland and Fenimore and Mineral Point and Ithaca Weston all coming out of that same regional. And only the top two move on to the team sectional.
Yep. It will be interesting, Bill, because, you know, Riverdale, I think, has an outside shot. You know, the dual meets are one thing, but, you know, you score a lot of points in some of the semifinal rounds, and who knows, you're sometimes a better tournament team than dual meet teams, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure the coaches will have the Chieftains ready, that's for sure, and as will the coaches for Ithaca Weston. Out of bounds call with 43 seconds left. Team score, by the way, is 43-16 in favor of Riverdale over Ithaca Weston. The Chieftains have already clinched the dual meet victory here. As they come back to center circle, Brewer will voluntarily surrender and escape to make it 14-1. Now a takedown will end the match with a technical fall. As Brewer sets up, takedown, and immediately throws in a standing cradle, takes Bingham to the mat, and Blake Bingham has been taken down. Not sure if near fall points will be awarded. Yes, two more. So the final score will be 18-1. In favor of Lakota Brewer, near fall time at 5 minutes and 39 seconds. Or a technical fall time, I should say.
Riverdale adding to its lead here again earlier. Richland Center, end of the night for Hillsboro in the opening night match. 63-18, the final. Hornets with a total of three falls in the upper weights that really aided to their victory, and then certainly there were a few forfeits along the way as well. But they'll wrestle again coming up in round two. Richland Center will wrestle Ithaca Weston, which should be a dynamic duel, and Riverdale will take on Hillsboro. Our night will continue tonight with three rounds of wrestling. Here it is Parents' Night and Senior Night at Richland Center High School, and it appears there will be one last bout here in the Ithaca Weston-Riverdale match. Who are the combatants there, Bill?
Well, Carson Knight, who filled in nicely at that Evergreen Invitational up at D.C. Everest for the Riverdale Chieftains. Knight took fifth place up there, filling in for Brody Meese, who missed the tournament. Knight is wrestling at 126 pounds tonight against Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston. And Stoll has the initial takedown. And it's an opening lead for Ithaca Weston, and they've not had that opening lead for a number of weight classes, I don't think since Logan Anderson, way back at 165 pounds. 2-0 lead for Ethan Stoll. He is a sophomore. His opponent, Carson Knight, a junior for the Riverdale Chieftains, and Stoll stole the show right there with a 49-second fall right at center circle over Carson Knight. So this match ends on a high note for Ithaca Weston. A pin in 49 seconds for Stoll, but the final score is Riverdale 48 and Ithaca Weston 22.
It'll be interesting to see how much time they take in between bouts. I don't think a real long time. They're going to switch sides. Right now, Ithaca Weston and Riverdale are shaking hands and putting the wraps on this duel. Let's take time out. We'll have more after these words from the WRCO Boosters, the sponsors of tonight's event, on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. We put the wraps on the first round. Richland Center 63-18 over Hillsboro, Riverdale 48-22 over Ithaca Weston. And teams kind of switching sides, getting in the proper chairs, and some of the fans are switching to the other side so they can be a little bit closer to their team. And looky there, that's David Werman, I believe, down there.
He's even switching sides.
I think he is, yeah. He's not going to another radio station. He's just going to another student section here, the students of yesteryear.
Well, we wouldn't want, speaking of other radio stations, we began the broadcast tonight. I was referencing a team sectional where there were two mats being used, four teams there, just like tonight. Only they had the clock on the opposite wall on the opposite side of each one of the mats. So the coaches in the far corner of the mat could see the score at all times. But it crossed up a set of radio announcers from a neighboring station. And the match was going on, and the clock wasn't running because the clock that wasn't running was from the opposite mat. And one of the announcers stood up and ripped off his headset and called the name of the official trying to stop the action and let him know that the clock wasn't running.
Oh, yes.
I reached out and I said, it's the other clock.
The other clock, yeah. That was nice of you to do that.
I can be nice.
I've learned over the years just to kind of keep quiet just in case you might be wrong. I've done that with my scorebook before, too, where I'm bound to determine that it should be 2 points or whatever the case might be, and then I realize, oh, maybe I forgot to write it down or I wrote down too many. So got to leave it to the powers that be. It's easier to sit here and talk about it. The teams are meeting, the captains, Ithaca Weston talking it over with Richland Center. They're going to be on the RC mat, and this next match will start at 138 pounds between both of the schools, Ithaca Weston and Richland Center. We'll see Riverdale and Hillsboro on the black mat coming up here in just a little bit.
In the opening matches, Riverdale defeated Ithaca Weston 48 to 22. And
Hillsboro and Richland Center 63-18. Yeah, the match began at 132. And we did not see our first bout until Hillsboro actually got the opening win. Urban Dvacek with the 2-minute, 23-second fall. And then Jake Schlom of Richland Center was a winner. And then Cole Brenninger, Teague Perkins, Braden Kleppe all scored falls. It was Hayden Anderson getting a fall for Richland Center at 113 as well. So they had a nice group of wrestlers that came out and took care of business for the Hornets, getting the win in the dual meet.
For the Riverdale-Ithaca Weston match, for the Chieftains, pins to start things out from Brody Meese, a technical foul from Treston Renish, forfeit accepted by Caden Miller, and then later on back-to-back pins from Caden Renish and Grant Matthews. Terry Sage had a 5-0 win at 106 pounds, and Lakota Brewer had a technical fall at 120. Also, Riley Wanick had forfeit, didn't have to wrestle. So that took care of the Riverdale scoring for Ithaca Weston. 4 wins on the mat, couple of pins from Ashton Bennett and Nolan Waldner early on. A major decision victory, 13-3 for Logan Anderson. And then a pin from Ethan Stoll, the shortest match of the night, 49 seconds in the closing bout. But Ithaca Weston falls 48-22 to Riverdale in the opener here tonight.
Hillsborough missing a few that we've called through the years. Isaac Tyne, not in the uniform tonight. Again, both teams here tonight with a couple out. Riverdale certainly has the deepest team, and that's probably part of the reason why they're so successful too, Bill, is at least half the weight classes have at least two wrestlers listed.
Yeah, yep.
So you know that they're sparring in the practice room. They've got the wrestlers pegged. It looks like Riverdale will get a forfeit in the opening match here against Hillsborough. That's Sean Duffy out with his hand raised for Riverdale, so no match for him in the opener.
Well, he didn't wrestle in the opening duel either, so they must be holding him back. At least didn't need to wrestle in the opener. The Ritchell Center matchup with Ithaca Weston. Derek Franzen goes for the visitors. He is a sophomore, and Kyle Wassinger, a junior, out there for the Hornets. Working takedowns. Scott Brookman working this match. He's a veteran official. He'll probably get the headline match of the two throughout the evening tonight. He's officiated state tournaments and all the other big ones along the way. He's been a bi-state, one of their top officials for the last 30 years. And he's still going strong. Wassinger of Richland Center and Franzen for Ithaca Weston. Right at center circle, mat number two. That's the orange mat with the gray center circle and the orange RC right in the middle of it. The other mat is completely black, with the exception of the white circles. There's a nice double leg takedown by Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston. And he gets the first points on the board here at 138 pounds. Franzen immediately pulls the far arm, tucks it underneath, has the headlock, and has Wassinger in trouble right at center circle. Fighting off the pin is junior Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center. Plenty of time for Derek Franzen, applying the pressure on top. 30 seconds on the clock here in period number one. As the official looks on, Kyle Wassinger bridging for all he's worth, trying to go make it to the second period. Good work out there for Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston as he looks for a victory here to kick off the second dual meet of the evening. Putting the pressure on, the official slips from side to side and slaps the mat at the 150 mark. 150, the pin time for Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston. And, Phil, they're out to a 6-0 lead.
We're waiting to see. I think we're going to have our first bout at 157 between Riverdale and Hillsborough. Waiting to find out the combatants. Both teams have kind of moved around a little bit. So far, forfeit wins for Sean Duffy, Chase McGuire, and Caden Miller. And the Chieftains are leading 18-0 in the bout, taking us to 157. And I believe that's Brandon Meese. We'll wait and see. On the other side, Hillsborough, that's Wyatt Jensen. Looks like you've got a forfeit on your side, Bill.
Yep, the Hornets have tied the score after a Derek Franzen pin lifts Ithaca Weston into the lead. The co-op forfeits at 144 to senior Eli Muckler of Richland Center, who has his hand raised in victory, and it's now 6-6. At 150 pounds, Ashton Bennett will be out there for Ithaca Weston. And I'm going to check this young man. I believe it's Dane Schwartz. Yes, Dane Schwartz. He is a freshman for Richland Center, and Ashton Bennett out there for Ithaca Weston had a nice pin in his earlier match tonight. Good sophomore class in particular for this co-op from Ithaca Weston.
A lot to look forward to, that's for sure.
Didn't take long for Bennett to get the opening takedown. In fact, he wants to go takedown release. He gives up the one, or does he? I guess they haven't broken completely apart until now. It's 2-1. Ashton Bennett. If I'm not mistaken, he's one of the few boys from Weston on this team. Mr. Bennett, older brother, wrestled a few years back.
Troy Clary really complimenting him on the way he wrestled in the River Valley Middleton triangular they had last week.
Mm-hmm. They won both matches down there, right? Over River Valley and Middleton, yep. Another takedown for Bennett makes it 4-1. Tell you what, these official scorers know what they're doing down there. Guys by the name of Warwick Wolf and Mark Schmidt and Riley Blair running the respective scoreboards here tonight. Some big guy named Feed is on the microphone.
He doesn't need a microphone.
Ashton Bennett, after his second takedown, takes a glance at the clock, sees 30 seconds to go here in the first period. Dane Schwartz of Richland Center, the opponent. Been a good year for Bennett. He's wrestled a lot on the varsity. Plays fifth here at the Richland Invitational. Had a couple of wins at the Bi-State, although he did not place. Now he's looking for his second win here tonight in this quadrangular. Picks up a couple of near-fall points at the end of the first period to increase his lead to 6-1.
Well, Wyatt Jensen scores a pin at 157, and I have to plead, I don't know that they ever announced the wrestlers, and I sent in a text, too. I wasn't sure. I don't know that it was Brandon Meese, but that's the weight class for him, but I was trying to eyeball that. I've texted to make sure, but I do know that Wyatt Jensen won in a minute 45. He scores the pin time, so that makes it 18-6. Hillsborough is on the scoreboard now.
In the second period, a quick escape for Bennett. He follows that up with a takedown and a cradle connection, and Dane Schwartz is fighting for his wrestling life here in the second period. It's at least 9-1 without the near fall points, and Bennett with that cradle still connected, working for the fall. Now Schwartz manages to break the pinning combination, but Bennett just reloads and gets the fall anyway. 2 minutes and 44 seconds for Ashton Bennett, his second win of the night. And that makes it 12-6. Ithaca Weston in the lead through three weight classes here against Richland Center.
I was correct. Brandon Meese accepted the forfeit at 165. And then we move up to 175. And I think this is Talon Childs.
I believe you are correct.
Yep, Childs accepts the forfeit. So we're trying to follow this here tonight. But a nice win for Hillsboro's. Wyatt Jensen scores the pin, and I believe that was over Wilhelm Buchholz. So that's my assumption. Again, I did not hear the names announced. That makes it 30-16 then, as Meese accepts the forfeit. Riverdale rolling along here.
Be a good matchup here at 157. At least we hope it is. A couple of guys that have had pretty good sophomore seasons. And in fact, Waldner has followed that up with a pretty good junior season. Notice how I segued into that one. Nolan Waldner, a junior for Ithaca Weston. Ethan Bodendine, sophomore for Richland Center. And right at the edge of the mat, trying to toe drag, keep his feet in bounds as Waldner, but no takedown awarded. The boys are out of bounds on the far side. Pretty busy. First 20 seconds of action here at 157 pounds, where Ithaca Weston is trying to add to its lead, which right now is 12-6. Single leg shot by Bodendine.
On the other mat, Bill, at 190, it is Andrew Osario against Caden Rennish, Hillsboro and Riverdale, and an early takedown for two by Rennish. Off to a 2-0 start here at 190.
That That's not Caden Renish.
Isn't it? I thought that's what he said.
No, I believe Caden is waiting in the on-deck circle. They bumped him up to 215 in the first match.
Again, we need numbers.
That is Riley Wanick. They moved him up from 175.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. The Bodendine-Waldner match, scoreless until now. Nice trip takedown, getting Bodendine off balance, and Waldner connects for the two and an early lead. He lets Ethan up now, so 2-1. Shooting for a double leg takedown is Bodendine. Misfires. 30 seconds here on the first period clock. A 12-6 Ithaca Weston lead. The middle match for each one of these teams tonight in this quadrangular. Oh, a nice takedown for Waldner of Ithaca Weston. His lead increases now to 4-1 as the towel boy swings into action.
Riley Wanick gets some near fall points and enough for three, it looks like. We have just 8 seconds remaining in the first period of wrestling, so he increases his lead to 7-1, goes right back at it, but looks like he's going to run out of time here in the period. So nice lead for Wanick at 190.
4-1 the score after period number one. In the second period, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston will work from the down position. Ethan Bodendine will try to control as these two battle it out here at 157 pounds. Standing to his feet is Waldner, grabbing onto the right leg, lifting it high. Is Bodendine trips Nolan Waldner to the mat, but Waldner gets pretty good position as he hits the surface and is going to come around working for reversal points against Bodendine. He's close to doing it. Bodendine hanging on to the right leg, but it's not going to make a difference as Waldner gets the two. Good job. A 6-1 lead now for Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Mentioned earlier, his brother Sam plays basketball here at Richland Center.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps those folks running.
Riley Wanick gets an escape and immediately gets the takedown, Bill, to make it a three-point swing, and now leading 13-1 and looking for more against Andrew Osorio at 190 pounds, using the arm on the near side, trying to bar it up near the end of the match. And let's see, looks like two more. So he's out to a 15-1 lead, close to a technical fall.
Yep. Osorio, boy, tough night for him. He wrestles Cole Brenninger in one match, and an hour later, he's taking on Riley Wanick, two of the better wrestlers in this area.
Well, that's how you get better, right?
Yep, that's right. Still 6-1 in favor of Waldner of Ithaca Weston as he works against Bodendine of Richland Center. Under 30 seconds to go in the second period. Looks like Wanick close to near fall points, but not quite, and potentially dangerous bad angle on the arm. Stops the action there.
Yeah, it looks like now a pinning combination for Riley Wanick. Otherwise, the match is going to be over regardless. And there's the pin. So Riley Wanick will add to the Riverdale team total. And that'll make it pin time of 3:43. So another Riverdale win.
And Wanick didn't get a chance to wrestle in the opening match tonight. And now Renish is getting ready to come on. Don't know if he'll have a match. Maybe it'll be his turn for...
Yeah. Moves up from 190 to 215 for the second match. Grant Matthews at 285 as well. Still to go if he has an opponent.
Second period just about ready to go in the Richland Center Ithaca Weston matchup. Ithaca Weston leads on the board 12-6, and Nolan Waldner trying to add to that here at 157 pounds. He leads 6-1 early in the second period as Bodendine gets to his feet, trying to break clear. Waldner knocks him back to the mat. Out of these four schools, Phil, only one group of cheerleaders, and they're the host Hornets, making some noise down there.
Doing a good job.
McCoy for Hillsboro.
And you were right, Renish at 215. So McCoy and Rennish here at this weight class. Quick early takedown. Man alive for Rennish.
4 seconds.
Was that what it was?
Yep.
That was quick. It's the opening two.
Ryan's older brother, Casey McCoy, used to wrestle for Snapper Verbsky.
Oh, yeah.
When he was the coach over there. Ethan Bodendine of Richland Center has put another point on the board, courtesy of a second period escape. He and Waldner working takedowns. We could have a stalemate here and not much going on. 36 seconds, second period. Waldner the closer of the two to a takedown, but continues to work, continues to power through, tries to break, and now gets the two. Waldner with a takedown makes it 8-2 in favor of the junior from Ithaca West. Now he's got the arms tied up. Trying to get some points here at the end of the period. Closing seconds. It'll be at least 8-2 in favor of Waldner of Ithaca Western, and that's the second period score.
Rennish adding to his lead now of and six up to 6-1, and he's looking for more, Bill. 36 seconds remaining in the period. Caden Rennish close to scoring a pin against Ryan McCoy of Hillsboro. The official down looking at the shoulders. Got to be close. Rennish bridging for the near side, putting a little more leverage on the shoulder, and there he gets it. 1:50 the pin time, and Caden Rennish of Riverdale adds to the Chieftain lead. It'll be 42-6.
Well, he is one tough cookie. Kind of holding on to that right arm a little gingerly is Caden Rennish, so hopefully he's going to be all right. I know he missed a tournament earlier this month. We need to have that guy strong for the tournament series.
I think they have one more duel coming up before the conference clash on that Saturday. And sometimes if wrestlers are a little bit ailing, they might be holding them out of those tournaments. You always hope not, but certainly to err on the side of caution, because what really matters is the next week at regionals.
Well, you know, I was wrong on that scoreboard, Phil. I said second period. It was the third. So Waldner hung on for that victory. 8-2, I believe, was the final. And Ithaca Weston now leads 15-6. Waldner over Bodendine. Brings us to 165 pounds. And that's Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston and Jake Schloem for Richland Center. Schloem had a nice win earlier tonight, as did Anderson of Ithaca Weston, who takes the lead 2-0. Does Logan Anderson. It's 15-6. Ithaca Weston through the first three weight classes in this dual meet that began. First four weight classes. Dual meet began at 138.
Grant Matthews on the mat for Riverdale, Bill. On the other side for Hillsboro, it is Jaden McGraw who will see this bout right away. A throw and a takedown for Matthews, and he'll be close to scoring the fall right out of the gate here for the Riverdale Chieftains, trying to add to their lead, wrapping up the arms and gets the pin right there. Matthews, with a pin time of 51 seconds, scores the win for Riverdale.
You don't blink when Grant Matthews is out there. That's for sure.
Almost did. 48-6 now, Riverdale in the lead. Go back to the lighter weights here and see what we've got coming up. As we have the opportunity, let's take time out, and we'll be back with more from the Richland Center Wrestling Quad here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. For Bill Twining, I'm Phil Nee, and this is High School Wrestling from WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. MAC rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, where at 165 pounds, Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston has increased his lead to 4-1 now with his second takedown of the first period against Jake Schloem of Richland Center. And now Logan Anderson works for a fall against Schloem. He's got 5 seconds, and he gets it at 156. If you're scoring with us, Logan Anderson with his second win of the evening. And Ithaca Weston now leads 21-6 over Richland Center.
At 113, we've got Jordan Baumkamp of Riverdale and against Molly Beckwith of Hillsboro. And Baumkamp comes out and scores the pin. That is a 32-second fall, and Riverdale wins again. That'll up the score to 60-6 after 113. This match began at 138. So a nice win, and Riverdale's put together a good resume here in the upper weights with pin wins from Riley Wanick and Caden Renish, Grant Matthews, and now after Terry Sage accepted a forfeit at 106, Jordan Baumkamp scores the pin at 113. And we're waiting to see what's going on at 120 pounds. We see a wrestler making his way this way for Hillsboro, possibly Logan Gajewski. And we'll see what Riverdale is going to counter with. Chieftains have Lakota Brewer at that weight.
I believe that's him.
Is it? Okay. Yep. We called it right, Billy.
Well, Richland Center has benefited from a pair of forfeits. Their second now is Mason Jelinek, has his hand raised at 175 pounds. But in the four matches that have been wrestled, all four have gone the way of Ithaca Weston. Derek Franzen with a fall, Ashton Bennett with a pin, Nolan Waldner with a victory, and moments ago, Logan Anderson with a pin. So it's 21-12 Ithaca Weston. Now we're at 190, and Cole Brenninger of Richland Center may also be the beneficiary of a forfeit, as Ithaca Weston without Caden Coleman tonight, and that's it. Cole Brenninger also with a win. All 18 points for the Hornets in this duel coming via the forfeit. Brenninger is a senior, scored a pin earlier tonight. That brings the Hornets to within three at 21-18, and now puts them in a position where their state place winner from 2 years ago, Teague Perkins, with a win at 2:15, can give the Hornets their first lead of this dual meet. Perkins comes to the scorer's table where he meets up with his opponent, Caleb Berkram. A battle of seniors here at 2:15.
On the other mat, Bill, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale has the early takedown for two, using the near arm to try and get a little leverage and turn his opponent, Logan Gajewski, working at 120 pounds.
Perkins has a younger brother, Tate, who's wrestling in eighth grade, where you'll also find names at the middle school, names like Stibby and Gajewski, and names from years gone by. They're coming through in another wave, Phil.
That's awesome. Too bad he couldn't wrestle on the same team with his brother, though. If you're in Minnesota, you could.
That's right.
Yep.
If you're good enough in Minnesota, you can be a 5- or 6-time state champion at the Bi-State Classic. It hasn't happened yet, but the possibility exists. There have been 7th graders wrestling at the Bi-State.
Yep.
Teague Perkins opens up with a takedown of Caleb Berkram. Tough weight class tonight. Caden Renish at wrestling up to 215 for Riverdale. Caleb Berkram, the good senior for Ithaca Weston. Teague Perkins, who was having a monster year after missing the latter half of last year due to an arm injury. 2-0 lead for Teague Perkins. Got a strong arm bar from the left side. As he reaches through, tries to grab the far wrist of Berkram. Just under a minute gone by here in the first period. A 2-0 lead for Perkins. Ithaca Western leading the duel 21-18. The duel meet began at 138 pounds, so we're going to wrap around. Not sure if we're going to see Ethan Haney tonight or not. He was not available for the first match tonight against Hillsboro. Deepway stack for Perkins gets him a couple of points, looks like. No, did not. I thought I saw the hand signal from the official. It's still 2-0 Perkins with 16 seconds left to lead over Berkram. Perk and Burke.
There you go. That's a good way to call it. Lakota Brewer leading 4-1 in his match. Gave up the escape and got the two leading in this bout and trying to continue on the winning streak for Riverdale tonight. Chieftains leading by a score of 60-6. Now as the period begins, he shoots in for another takedown and takes a 6-1 lead over Logan Gajewski of Hillsboro.
Second period underway between Perk and Burke. They're working on their feet here. Perkins and Berkram, a 2-0 lead for Teague Perkins of Richland Center. They do break apart. Should be a nice match at 285 tonight. Braden Kleppe and Mac Neef in the on-deck circle. Fans should enjoy that one.
Lakota Brewer with a throw here, Bill, and immediately puts Gajewski on his shoulders. We have about 10 seconds remaining in the second. Now Gajewski gets back to his front side, but add on some near fall. It's 8-2.
Lakota Brewer wrestled Ethan Haney at the Bi-State, Phil, not once, but twice.
Oh, wow.
They split with each winning, and Brewer placing one spot ahead of Haney on the medal stand. Tig Perkins with his second takedown of the match now leads 4-0. Caleb Berkram, one of two seniors for Ithaca Weston, the other, Logan Anderson. Logan with a couple of victories tonight. I'm sure he's got family here cheering him on.
Lakota Brewer steps over the top, gets a pin right there for Riverdale. Nice move at the end. That comes in two, make that 3-28 for Lakota Brewer. Win by pin, and Riverdale adds to its lead here over Hillsboro. It is 66-6.
21-18, Ithaca Weston leads Richland Center. Both teams have a couple of forfeits in the lower weights, or at least one, we should say. We'll see how that goes as we wrap it around. 4-0 lead for Teague Perkins. Berkram will allow nothing else as the second period comes to a close. Perkins was sixth at state as a sophomore. Excuse me, he was fourth at state as a sophomore. He plays sixth at Bi-State 2 years in a row. He was actually in line to place higher last year, but got injured and had to default out of his last two placement matches, finished in sixth. And that's where he placed this year. 4-0 lead for Perkins as we get set for period number three. And I think Teague's going to take the down position. He is. On instruction from coaches Silas Coleman and Wyatt Seep, who used to wear that same singlet of the opposition tonight, Ithaca Weston.
Yes, he did.
And he was a place winner at state. Perkins gets a reversal in about 6 seconds and now has a 6-0 lead over Berkram of Ithaca Weston. Honeth could use some extra team points, but Berkram is pretty sturdy down there. He's not giving much up, even though Perkins comes with some pretty good credentials. Good hold hold on the deep waist by Teague Perkins. Works on that near elbow. Tries to fit the arm bar in there against Bertram. Now works on a deep waist stack. Does Perkins, and he'll get some near fall points out of this, Phil. A couple of them. That makes it 8-0. Major decision territory if Perkins can hang on and not give anything up. Well, Bertram broke free for a moment, but it cost him. He wound up on his back, and Perkins pounced on him. He broke free from the hold as they were getting to a standing position, landed on his back, and Perkins was right there. Near fall points coming for Teague Perkins of Richland Center. Right at center circle, plenty of match space for Perkins as Bertram fights off a would-be pin. There it is. 5 minutes and 28 seconds in a match that was really closer than it ended. Bertram fought pretty well, but the pin to Perkins of Richland Center. That makes the Hornets in the lead for the first time at 24-21.
Coming down to the wire.
Yep.
In that one. On the other mat at 126, it looks like Riverdale's Max Matthews is out there. He's taking on Zachary Bell of Hillsboro. And lead for Matthews, leading 2-0 at the end first period. Leading in the match, 66-6, with one weight class yet to go. Back to the center of the mat. They'll start him again here. Riverdale with a good contingent of fans, as always. Shooting in is Bell, and coming up a little bit out of position, and that will allow Matthews to get the takedown. So that makes it 4-0 in favor of the Riverdale wrestler. You've got a good bout going at 285, Bill.
The Teague Perkins victory was the first for the Hornets on after three forfeit victories. Richland Center leads 24-21, and we're up to 285, which means Mac Neef of Ithaca West and Braden Kleppe of Richland Center in a battle of juniors for takedowns here on mat number two. Boys trade single leg shots, but nothing is connected so far. Neef tries to tie up upper body. 123. Kleppe backing away at this point. Neef tries to trip him. Now reaches down for a single leg. Can't get it. Kleppe fighting it off so far. Braden Kleppe. Pretty good trumpet player too, Phil. You'd like to hear that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I might be impressed.
Yeah. Maybe sometime we can get him to play the national anthem.
Mac Neef's a good right fielder. I used to play both. Trumpet and right field. Sometimes at the same time.
I don't know if Braden can play the trumpet on the national anthem any better than Madeline Muller sang it tonight.
Yeah, it was an awesome way to start.
It was.
Stepping over is Matthews. He's got Bell looking at the lights right now. And Riverdale close to scoring another pin. There's 18 seconds remaining in the second period, so very close for Riverdale, and there it is. Matthews ends the match. That's what it is right now. I think there's one more bout.
Okay.
Up to 132. I thought I saw somebody come out for Riverdale. We'll see if Hillsboro has anybody.
Well, it's a scoreless first period between Neef and Kleppe. And for the first time in this match, we'll have a wrestler on the mat as Neef assumes the position for period number two. Braden Kleppe of Richland Center moves in. Trying to stand to his feet is Neef. Kleppe tried to put the grapevine in. Didn't work. Neef rolls right on through. Has Kleppe in difficulty for a moment. No, Braden retains his position. How did he do that? Somehow he maintained his position, but not for long. Here comes Mac Neef, overpowers Kleppe, and gets the reversal. 2-0, plus he's got a strong arm bar in there against Kleppe of Richland Center. Mac Neef catches him, brings the shoulders to the mat, and gets the pin. 2 minutes and 45 seconds for Mac Neef after a scoreless first period. Good sportsmanship for those two as they shake hands. And Ithaca Weston is back in the lead, Phil, at 27-24.
Nice win for Mac Meath. I still remember him making the outstanding catch at the state semifinal in baseball, playing right field and making a catch that kept Ithaca in the game. And just everybody contributed to that run for a state championship, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, I was listening to it and could not believe what was happening in that, the end of that ball game.
In the final,
yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. Riverdale has a wrestler at 132. It looks like moving up to 132 is Brody Meese. So he's on the mat right now. Riverdale leading by a score of 72-6. I did not hear the name of his opponent. It was quite loud at that point. I think that was right at the time of the end of the match between Mac Neef and Kleppy. But we'll see if we can get that. But right now, the lead belongs to Riverdale, up to 2-0. And Meese looking for more. Had his opponent on his back just for brief moments. 2 points now on the near fall, so he'll go up 4-0. And you have about at 113, it would appear.
I do. Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston accepted a forfeit at 106. The Hornets moved Emma Haiti up to wrestle at 113, and she's wrestling Jewel Grosskopf and has a 2-0 lead. Battle of the ladies here at 113 for these two schools. Ithaca Weston, after the Thompson forfeit victory, leads by 9 at 33-24.
We talk about a sport that has really grown in numbers. I don't know if I've ever seen a sport grow as fast as girls wrestling has the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. And both these schools, Richland Center and Ithaca Weston, have some good ones. A couple of them right here. Here it's a senior-freshman battle, and Emma Haiti is out to a 2-0 lead over Jewel Grosskopf.
I've heard somebody told me the numbers have doubled from last year for participation in the state.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we can expect more bouts at the sectional this year. And at state, of course, I mean, the same number of weight classes, but you're going to have more in the weight classes in general.
Yep.
More than last year.
Emma Haiti turns Grosskopf and will get near fall points and then the pin. 1:10 is the pin time for Emma Haiti of Richland Center. That brings the Hornets back to within 3 at 33-30. Some positioning there by the coaching staffs. They knew they had to give up a forfeit at some point, Richland Center would, so they moved Emma Haiti up. I would assume that Hayden Anderson and Brock Barrett will also move up. And the Hornets are in a situation where they have to win at least 2 of the last 3 weight classes. I don't think Ethan Haiti's going to wrestle tonight. He's there in his street clothes at the end of the bench. He was cheering on his sister, but apparently is not wrestling here tonight.
Brody Meese continues to lead his bout. He's up 8-0. They're off the mat here on the near side. And interesting that, you know, you had a number of matches go pretty quickly, but this match is actually a little bit ahead of the Ithaca Weston Richland Center bout, isn't it?
Yep, it is. Yep.
And this is last match, I believe. Brody Meese, and I believe his opponent is Andrew Horak. Not been able to confirm that, but I presume by process of elimination, that's who it is. And a lead of 8-0 for the wrestler from Riverdale, Brody Meese. This match began with Sean Duffy accepting a forfeit for Riverdale at 138 pounds.
A couple of freshmen out there on the orange mat. That's Hayden Anderson of Richland Center and Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston. Anderson gets a takedown, but Bingham immediately reverses him and puts Hayden Anderson in the headlock. He is scoring near fall points. Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston, but it looks like Anderson's going to come out of there or close to it as he tries to pop the head free, sneaking out the right side. Bingham so far has maintained control. This could be a dandy between Bingham and Anderson. To bring a little perspective to this, Phil, Hayden Anderson's mother was a Polinsky, I believe. There's Polinsky in the blood for Hayden Anderson. So,
there's a wrestling name from the past.
Yeah, 4 years of this young man. We're looking forward to that. an opening takedown for Hayden Anderson and a reversal for Blake Bingham. It's 2-2, out of bounds call. Back to center circle we come. 2-2, score at 120 pounds. Two weight classes to go after this one.
Potentially dangerous called in the 132-pound bout. We're going to wait and see what the official says. Looks like a point awarded on a clasped hand. So we're going to see, I think, Hora take a point on the board for the first time. Now Brody Meese, I believe, will let him go here. We're going to see the wrestlers go to their feet. So it should be a one-point escape, trying to add up all the scoring here. Now again, a trip to the scorer's table. We need Gary Gutkinick here with his book, coming running over with his book, as we used to see that all those years ago.
Pull it out of his back pocket.
The thing with Gary is, I never thought he was watching the match, you know, when he was the assistant coach. He was always looking down at the book.
Yeah.
But he knew every single point.
There's not much he doesn't know. Well, Hayden Anderson of Richland Center finds himself down 5-2 early in the second period down to Blake Bingham, but Anderson has looks like a cradle connection in place from the up position in the second period against Bingham. Down by three, and Richland Center down by three in the team score, 33-30. So this is a big weight class for the Hornets as they attempt to come back against Ithaca Weston.
Still, we've had a long delay here on the scoring discrepancy in the Meese and Hora match. They've got it now at 11-2. That's what I had assumed, that the second point was going to Hora. They've got that figured out. So 9-point lead for Meese here as they spar again at 132 pounds.
You know how we started the evening and I was getting moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas mixed up? I think I did it again. Anderson is his grandmother was a Polinsky, not his mother.
You're missing a generation here once in a while, Bill.
Well, it's a Donnybrook there, I'll tell you. Mat number two as the lead seesaws goes back and forth, and now Anderson had the lead. Now I believe Bingham is back in front. We may have a scoreboard have to unravel things from this mat also. 14 seconds to go in the second period. Hayden Anderson, Blake Bingham going. Three-point near fall has been awarded to Bingham as he has taken the lead back. It should be. I'm not going to speculate on what it should be. The official's coming to the table. And so is Coach Marcus McCauley. Okay, there was an error on the scoreboard. That's why I thought it was a seesaw match. Marcus McCauley is just fine and returns to his seat over there when he realizes it's actually 10-2 in favor of Blake Bingham.
Meese steps in. Bill comes in with a reversal now and potentially dangerous call. He was very close to getting the fall, three near fall, and I think we're going to have some blood time. This match has been delayed more for scoring, and now it's blood time. But the score is actually a 14-point lead for Brody Meese, so it's 16-2.
In the third period, Blake Bingham working on a deep-way stack, scoring some more near-fall points against Hayden Anderson of Richland Center. That makes it 12-2. Well, you've got to give those athletic trainers something to do at these dual meets.
They always seem to find something to do, especially as it gets later in the season.
Mm-hmm. Well, down 12-2. Hayden Anderson trying to come out the back door against Blake Bingham. Bingham getting a little bit high, and here comes Anderson. Blake's got to be careful now. If he gives up the position, fine, but don't give up back points. And Anderson gets a reversal, so now it's 12-4. Plenty of time, 40 seconds left. clasped hands will cost Hayden Anderson a point. Out of position now, he may wind up on his shoulders. It's a 12. When the point is awarded, it'll be 13-4. But action continues, and here comes Bingham. He will get